Get ready for a week-long celebration of music, community, and fabulous fun with Joy Radiothon 2024. Joy has the largest collection of rainbow podcast content in the world, and you can help keep us out loud and proud by donating during Joy Radiothon 2024. Just go to joy.org.au/radiothon. Mark it in your calendars because Joy Radiothon returns June 1st to 7th. And remember, we all flourish with joy.
Executive producer Eric Williams here of 3 Joy in Melbourne. This is Community Network News, starting now.
With the latest Community Network News, I'm Anthony Lawton.
And I'm Pen Franz. The Greens have pre-selected an openly gay teacher to run for the seat of Sydney in the upcoming federal election. Tony Hickey will run on a platform of social issues, including affordable housing, public transport, homelessness and marriage equality. Standing against current Labor frontbencher Tanya Plibersek, Hickey will be a strong campaigner for GLBT rights, with marriage rights featuring prominently.
Eddie Maguire and comedian Mick Molloy have landed themselves in hot water with their coverage of the men's ice skating in Vancouver. The pair joked on Nine's Winter Olympics broadcast about the tight costume worn by American athlete Johnny Weir, which sparked hundreds of complaints. But Eddie's not backing down, telling listeners on his Triple M breakfast show in Melbourne he's not homophobic.
Sometimes you cross the line and sometimes you don't, but by and large, you want to have a look at a person's career over a 20-odd year period before you start calling them either racist or homophobic or any other thing like that.
With Mardi Gras parade fast approaching, 100 revs will again march in apology to the gay and lesbian community for the attitudes of organised religions. The revs, ministers from a range of mainstream Christian churches, aim to support GLBT people of faith. They also aim to help their wider church communities understand gay issues and respond compassionately.
A leading artist famous for taking nude photos says Lady Gaga would be more than welcome to pose in his latest project. The breakout pop sensation is a huge fan of Spencer Tunick, who was in Sydney for Mardi Gras. He'll be snapping thousands on the steps of the Opera House this Monday for his newest piece called The Bass. It follows Gaga's success winning 3 Brit Awards, where she paid tribute to recently killed fashion designer Alexander McQueen.
An anti-gay Ugandan pastor is showing gay porn in his church in an attempt to provoke outrage and build support for a proposed anti-gay law. The law calls for life imprisonment for anyone caught having gay sex and death for repeat offenders or those with HIV. Martin Semper's actions have angered activists and the wider African gay community, who see the stunt as twisted homophobic propaganda. Semper is unapologetic, though, for showing the porn, claiming he needs to educate the people about what homosexuals do.
A 28-year-old from South Africa has edged out Aussie Byron Adu to be crowned Mr. Gay World 2010. Cape Town restaurant owner Charles Vandenberg beat hopefuls from Spain, Brazil and Hong Kong to claim the annual title. Our very own Adu fell short yet again in the four-day comp, finishing second runner-up as he did last year.
Britain's Press Complaints Commission has rejected more than 25,000 complaints it received over an article written about Stephen Gately. The complaints were in response to an article written by Jan Moyer in the Daily Mail newspaper and published the day before Gately's funeral. Gay activist Peter Tatchell claimed the PCC got it wrong, saying that Moyer's article was factually inaccurate and a cheap homophobic jibe. The PCC agreed the article was distasteful but upheld the right of the paper to publish it.
Police will investigate an on-air confession by a BBC presenter who admitted to killing a gay partner when he was younger. In the doco, TV and radio host Ray Gosling revealed he smothered his boyfriend, who was suffering from AIDS, to spare him from the terrible pain.
He was a lovely, beautiful young man. And if there's a heaven and he was looking down, he'd be real proud that I said, after all these years, yes,
The Inside Out program was recorded in November last year, but police have only found out about the murder since the show went to air.
And briefly in other news, debuting at the Berlin Film Festival is The Kids Are All Right, a family comedy starring Annette Bening and Julianne Moore as a long-term lesbian couple. And New Hampshire legislators have soundly rejected attempts to roll back that state's new gay marriage laws.
To QNN Sport, one of Britain's top soccer chiefs says a planned video to tackle homophobia was pulled because it was too blunt and didn't have enough player support. And our Aussie diver Matthew Mitchum has confirmed he'll be heading to Cologne for the Gay Games later this year.
Any gay-related events or news happening in your community? Let us know. Head to qnn.org.au. That's QNN for this week. I'm Pen Franz.
And I'm Anthony Lawton. We'll have more for you next time on Community Network News.
This podcast was produced by Joy Media. You can support Joy's diverse sound and diverse community this June by donating to Joy Radiothon 2024. Go to joy.org.au/radiothon. And remember, we all flourish with joy.